Radio here in Chico, Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
You're listening to a
I think we do it annually, right? We don't do it biannually, right?
No, I think we do it twice a year. I'm not sure.
Okay,
I'm not sure anymore.
We're like FMT now.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the gift items? I didn't look on the web.
Well, they're not gift items. I guess technically they're premiums for, and we have, you know, the whole merchandise mart out there. We have hats. We have T-shirts. Actually, I think we have our large T-shirts are now all gone, and we've had a very good response so far. We're very close to our goal, so we would love to
have
a number of new listeners. Anybody out there new, call in and pledge, you know, pledge generously. This is your community public radio. We have Linda and Aaron out there, volunteers, not programmers, but volunteers answering the phones, giving their time, donating their time. And we have Sandra, who's a programmer herself, and she's our pledge captain for the next hour or so. And she does a couple of children's shows. One is Jump to the Light and features some 11-year-old kids that just have a wonderful time. That's one of the things I love about KZFR, is the eclectic presentation. And I think Sandra is trying to get on board now to maybe thank a couple of people. Okay, Sandra, let me put you on. You're on air mic 2, so let's pop you up. So
I didn't bring my sheets in, but thank you everyone who's called within the past hour at least. And I'm looking forward to getting some more phone calls.
Okay, well, good. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate your help and your support here.
Do we still have the goat available?
Do we still have the water available?
A goat as a thank you gift.
A goat?
We had a goat. We had a live goat.
That's why they call this community public radio. I don't have a clue.
The funny thing is, they were talking about it yesterday. They're like, oh, it's a male goat. You can use it for this and that. And then they said something about milk. And I wanted to call in and say, you just said it's a male goat. Hello. but, you know, it was okay.
Well, it is California, so...
Well, you know, this is what's funny, because yesterday's news had a family that raises goats in their yard in Chicago. And actually, the goats produce milk, and they make cheese and sell it. And apparently, there is no law in Chicago saying you can't raise farm animals.
Sweet.
The only law is you can't kill them and eat them. I'm serious.
And they're great gardeners. They're great lawnmowers for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, keep the weeds down.
Well, you are tuned to A Classical Stroll, and this is also known as AKA the Tom and Tom Show. I'm Tom Resk, and you're also listening to Tom Rudd, direct from Chicago, northern suburbs of Chicago. Tom, where are we going with this show?
I selected the third movement of Chopin's Piano Sonata No. 2, famous third movement called March Funèbre, or Funeral March. And we picked the pianist Helen Grimold. So let's go right to it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chopin's,
absolutely beautiful,
isn't it? Chopin's third movement, Piano Sonata Number 2. The pianist, the very famous French Hélène Grimaud.
Actually, is she French or is she Canadian? I'm not sure.
I don't know. She's well, technically she is French, but the name Grimaud was shortened from Grimaldi, which is Italian.
I see. Okay.
I think there's a mixture of Italian and French. I think the father is Italian, and I think Sephardic Jew, and I think mom is French, but. She was born and no longer resides in France. She resides, I believe, in Switzerland. And she's a big proponent of saving wolves.
Yeah, I know. Well, Tom, I have to earn my crust here,
okay.
Or they're gonna pull my shingle down from being a program here. So, a classical stroll and all of the other great programs here on KZFR is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our KZFR members, and by the Blue Oak Charter School in Chico, developing public Waldorf education. Blue Oak Charter School provides rigorous academic standards and fully integrated music programs. Blue Oak is committed to nourishing and educating the whole child based on the natural developmental model. For more information or a school tour, call 879-7483 or by visiting blueoakcharterschool.org. We also get support from Lynn Bowers, a certified agent. Covered California is extending the deadline for mandatory health insurance. If you have filed your taxes and learned you will pay a fine for not having health insurance in 2015, you have until April 30th to sign up. That's today, folks. Lynn Bowers can give you a quote and sign you up at no additional cost at 345-1162, and you may qualify for a low monthly premium as well. For assistance obtaining mandatory health insurance before the 30th deadline, consider Lynn Bowers at 345-1162. And then also we want to thank Tony's Hardwood Floors, specializing in the installation and restoration of hardwood flooring for home or office. For information and estimates, the telephone number for Tony's Hardwood Floors is 566-9436. And finally, we want to thank Friends of the Arts, the state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture by producing community festival and events including Artoberfest, Chico Palio, the True North Tour, the Silent Film Festival, the NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit Friends of the Arts Upstate .org. And we want to thank our listeners who have been pledging, actually, during that last piece by Chopin. And we have Sandra back online. She was trying to get through to her brother to find out why he moved to Lake Zurich, because a couple of our loyal listeners here on A Classical Stroll are emigrees, expats from Lake Zurich, and
oh, nice.
Chose Chico. Isn't that cool? So, Sandra, give us an update on the pledge drive. We've had a couple of phone calls.
And I think they were wrong numbers, or there was for the office, so unfortunately no updates on some new pledges.
Uh-huh.
I'm texting my brother out there. He says he's listening. He says, there's a lake in Lake Zurich. Thanks, Vic. And then, yeah, thanks. He says that he's actually closer to Wisconsin than he is to downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that he says, oh, music they were just playing, that was from Chopin?
Chopin.
And he says he's lived in that area for about 20 years. So I'm trying to find out, I just texted, why did you move there? And this is interesting, death. Dirge?
Dirge.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't read his own texting. So I don't understand. He didn't clarify what the death dirge was.
Well, that was that March Funèbre that Chopin wrote, and it certainly is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
Thomas, you promised me this was not going to be a moribund program, but so far, this is pretty heavy, guy.
Come on. This is beautiful music.
You're just always trying to hustle me. You've been trying to hustle me for close to 50 years.
We have the Resurrection Symphony, for God's sake. a lot of this stuff is actually encore music. Okay, especially what's coming up. So those three major works were, you know, okay, a little more serious. But the next work is basically beautiful, traditional, spiritual.
Any more serious, we're going to have to offer loaded 38s as a premium.
Come on. Maybe some medication. I wouldn't hand out guns.
No.
So that number to call, folks, is 895-0131. We really do need your support and appreciate your support. Tomorrow is the last day of the pledge drive. We're very close to our goal, and we would really appreciate your support here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the folks that make this happen. You're the music makers, the magic makers. Sure, we get support from underwriters, but without your support, which is a major source of financial support here at KZFR, we wouldn't be on the air. I mean, we just have to shut down the microphone. So 895-0131. Sandra, any other words you want to add as our pledge captain this hour?
No, just please, you know, you're listening right now, so you might as well just pick up the phone and give us a call and give us a little love. Share some change.
I like that. Give us a little love. So, Tom, why don't you give us a little love? Where are we going next? Number four?
Why don't we go to this obvious Negro spiritual, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. But the way we're going to hear it is two performances. Morton Gould in the 60s was kind of like a second-rate art fiddler for RCA Victor. He did a lot of popular music, and he was somewhat like Andre Previn. He was initially involved in movie music and stuff like that. Actually wrote a sizable piece of music to an epic called World War One, which I think was a show on television. But he did compose for Broadway and film, but was actually a serious composer. And in the 60s, he was bounced around by RCA Victor to go to various orchestras and play unusual music, somewhere between Broadway and popular and classical. And what he did was an album of Negro spirituals for strings. And it was not only incredibly beautiful, but very well recorded for early stereo. So what we will hear is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot for string orchestra by Gould, and then we'll hear the Roger Wagner Chorale sing it. Thank you.
Sweet low, sweet low, sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for the paradise. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for the paradise. Sweet low, sweet.
Followed by the vocal version sung to us by the Roger Wagner Chorale. And you are listening to KZFR FM 90.1 Chico, and we're in our pledge drive, so please call 530-895-0131.
And if you don't pledge, folks, you're going to have a solo of this little chime thing by Sandra, duet of Sandra and me. Can you hear that, Thomas?
Yes, I can.
We have this little Buddha bell here, and so...
Sounds like a train's coming through, Thomas.
It does, indeed. So, yeah, 895-0131, folks, please call. You know, we really, you know, appreciate your help and your assistance, and you're the folks that make it happen. Sandra, you have anything to add?
No, just, you know, like I said, you're listening now, so if you're enjoying the radio show now, in order to keep this going, you know, we don't have the commercial backing that some of the other popular radio stations have, and so this is it. It's us and a few local sponsors, and we do this pledge drive twice a year, so this is the time when we just ask for a little bit of support to keep our lights on, because all of us are volunteers. None of us get paid. All the programmers here, we're here for the fun of it and for the love of it. So
for the love of what we do.
Yeah. My brother was asking, what are you raising money for? We're raising money for the PG&E bill and
pay the rent.
Yeah.
This is a rent party. This is like the old New York Brooklyn rent parties.
Yeah.
So Thomas, where are we going to go next?
I think what we're going to do, Tom, we're going to kick it up a little. Start moving a little faster. So let's skip to track 6.
What are you prejudiced against Bach or something?
No, would you like to play? We will.
Well, okay, we'll do 6. I like.
Okay, let's see. Now, the reason I this I actually programmed for you, Thomas, because you actually, I think, sent me this lullaby. I forget how it was performed. Probably piano. Okay, but let me tell you the story behind this. This is very interesting, because I found this recording by chance when I was looking at Gould records on the internet to see if he had any, and I picked up a couple. One was this the string spirituals, but then there was this new release of prior works of famous composers that initially came out but never really went anywhere because it was shelved. The Lullaby by Gershwin was a student exercise in 1919, and like Barber, it was part of a string quartet. And it was a class assignment, and the only way it survived was somewhat as a piano score, but they still shelved it. It was not really used until Ira Gershwin in the 60s decided to do something with it, and he did a very unusual thing. He asked Larry Adler, the famous harmonica player, to make an arrangement for the work for harmonica and string orchestra in the 60s. And Larry Adler then selected Morton Gould's orchestra, because at the time he was recording string music. So you're going to love this, Thomas. Okay, this is a gorgeous work. Now, folks, it is an LP. So there will be some slight vinyl noise. Apologize, but it's the only recording I have, and it's never made CD, so it's a first on KZFR.
Do you think you need to explain to people under 50 what an LP is?
It would probably take 4 or 5 hours.
That was a joke, Tom. That was a joke. Okay, so
let's go to Gershwin's Lullaby. There he had the harmonica, Gould conducting his string orchestra. Enjoy. in the world that's not played more often on radio? I don't know.
I don't know. Chris, I love the piano arrangement of that. I've listened to this. One of my all-time favorite pieces, Lullaby by Gershwin. But, that particular arrangement was, I enjoyed the contrast between the harmonica, which was kind of a real, just like a backyard kind of jazzy almost version, and then contrast with that lush, rich orchestral sound. That was very, very nice. Really enjoyed.
We tend to think of the harmonica as being kind of brash. You know, you think a cowboy dance circle or something like that, but Larry Adler played it really, really mellow. I mean, it's gorgeous, and just to let people know, that is Gershwin's Lullaby, which was a movement from his string quartet of 1919 that sat on the shelves after being transcribed actually by piano every once in a while coming out, but the 60s is when this thing really bounced back to life with Ira bringing it out and various people playing it in the symphonic world.
Why don't you burn that to a disc for me, because I'm going to give that to a guy that actually is a programmer here at KZFR, and he's also a big cheese over at Sierra Nevada and sets up all of the programs, all of the shows that go on at the Big Room. We've never taken you there because you've only been here a couple of times.
Wait a minute, Sierra Nevada, is that
it's a brewery,
bar?
Yeah. It's more
yeah,
than
yeah, you
beer,
told me
yeah.
there, you got me drunk, but like
I didn't buy you. I've never seen you drunk. But this guy's named Bob Littell, and he is a fine, fine harmonica player. And I've heard him play a number of times. He's been invited on stage when they had Name Acts there at the Big Room. That's what they call their stage, and it's just like a nightclub. Mm-hmm. 300 seats and great seating, not a bad seat in the house, and great lighting, great sound and stuff. So Bob's been invited a couple of different times by different performers, and he plays a mean harmonica. I mean, really very, very good. So I'll give that to him. He'll get a kick out of it.
All right. Because there are a lot of firsts in there. There's some Jerome Kern. I forget some other Broadway people. First performances of works, composed early in each Broadway person's career and then shelved. But let's remind our listeners, this is a pledge drive, and we need as many of you to call as possible to help support the station so we can continue bringing beautiful music like this on the air in Chico and the Valley. So please call 530-895-0131. This is KZFR, Chico.
Appreciate your support.
Let's move forward. Naomi Weisstein was a brilliant neuroscientist, but she was really a feminist and a social activist. She was anti-war.
She was a musician, too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. And she got me into the Students for Democratic Society, of which she was a member.
SDS.
SDS, I remember.
Turn your name into the FBI. They're still looking for you, dude.
Yeah, I probably have a dossier.
I'm sure you do.
Okay. I remember her taking me to the sit-in at the University of Chicago, getting stuck there for 2 days, and finally able to get out, snuck out after security had a lapse.
Just like you snuck out of that Democratic National Convention as all those Chicago cops were coming out with their batons.
That tear gas was the worst.
Yeah. You found a big bush.
She was a really powerful speaker and really gave some great speeches, anti-war speeches. And she also played some music I had never heard before, and we're going to play one of it, which we used on this show over the last 12 years. It's by Buffy St. Marie. Let's hear a Universal Soldier.
He's 5 foot two and he's 6 feet four. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew.
will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan. And he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds. He says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die. And he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war. And without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Short, sweet, and to the point. Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie.
And listen to this, Thomas, and all of our great listeners out there, you listen to this because Sandy has something to share with us.
Yeah, Buffy St. Marie is going to be at the 2015 World Fest performance, which is over in Grass Valley. That's this July 16th through the 19th. It's at the Nevada County Fairgrounds. And for a donation of $250 to our pledge drive, it's a thank you gift. You can get two tickets, I believe. And it's for
all four days plus camping.
Camping available.
It's a steal, folks. A steal.
Yeah. Wow. Was that
amazing.
Perfect or what? I didn't even know we were going to do that.
Yeah. Buffy's going to be there and John Trudell. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my gosh, I'm just looking at the website. You can actually check out the website. That's 2015 World Fest Grass Valley. And there's just so many. Mount Muse. I've never been to a World Fest before, but Anna, thank you so much for turning me on to this. Achilles Wheel. I'm so excited to be a part of that.
So call 895-0131. Linda and Aaron, our volunteers this hour, are out there waiting for your telephone calls. So that's a great buy. California World Fest, July, 4 days with camping. Great lineup of artists. Thomas, where are we going?
Well, although Naomi was truly an anti-war individual in all realms, okay, she was truly an American. She used to travel to Europe and always come back and say, you know, it's still better here. So I found a piece sung by Joan Baez, "To Finlandia." She does a universal song of peace amongst nations. She uses the theme of Finlandia.
I don't know how many times I've told you this, Tom. I'm going to interrupt you here before. I don't mean to steal your thunder, but you find the most exotic pieces of stuff that I have never heard, variations and iterations on, you know, popular, iconic pieces. So, cool. Go ahead.
Actually,
I'm looking at the playlist.
I learned
so.
It from WFMT. Okay? We can talk about that later. So Joan sings this at a live concert to the music of Finlandia, you know, saying there should be peace amongst nations. We'll hear her sing it, and then we'll lead into Sibelius's version for not only chorus but orchestra, which will be by the Philadelphia Orchestra under Eugene Normandy. So let's hear Joan first.
This is my song, thou God of all the nations. A song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. My country skies are bluer than the ocean, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too and clover, and skies are everywhere as blue as mine. Oh, hear my song, thou God of all the nations, a song of peace for their land and for mine.
people up.
Very nice, very nice, yes.
We just heard, and as we approach the top of the hour, we just heard Joan Baez singing her own lyrics to Finlandia, followed by the original Finlandia, composed by Ann Sibelius, with symphony orchestra and chorus. Very rarely heard, only Ormandy, for all I know, ever recorded it. And we are now approaching the top of the hour, and we're at KZFR 90.1 Community Radio, Sacramento Valley, Foothills, and beyond. We still got 2 minutes to the top of the hour, and we would like you to call and pledge so that we can continue maintaining programming here at 530-895-0131.
And we have one of our telephone volunteers here to talk to us about the constituency that he represents, and that's Aaron with Stonewall Alliance. So, Aaron, tell us about your, Stonewall Alliance and yourself.
Yeah, my name's Aaron Ryan. I've been volunteering for Stonewall now since really this semester. I go to Chico State, and I've been there since, I'd say, January now, working with them and helping with events and volunteering. Stonewall is a nonprofit, kind of an NGO, I suppose, organization that helps with the LGBTQ community, helping with events, information. If you want to go in there and just hang out, if you want to get counseling, you can go in there and talk to them. If you want to go in there, and Stonewall Alliance is kind of like a hub for the Chico City and greater part of Butte County, if you wanted to find out about services and stuff like that.
You know that this studio that we're in right now used to be the headquarters until they moved across town a couple of blocks away?
Yeah, I just
Stonewall Alliance?
Yeah, I just found that out when I was here yesterday. I didn't know that, no.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you for your, why you're here volunteering for KZFR. Do you listen? What do you like listening to at KZFR?
I like the folk music a lot. I was here yesterday and we had American Pastimes.
Oh, okay.
Was on, what was I here, from 3 to 5.
Uh-huh.